Okay, today we learn Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Zayin. The Gemara discusses what happens to the Tzaddikim, the Rishayim, and the Beinanim. So the Tzaddikim and the Rishayim last love are pretty straightforward. The Tzaddikim Gemurim are Nechtavim Lealtar L'Chayei Olam. The Rishayim are Nechtavim Lealtar L'Gehenim. The Beinanim, Beishamai holds, they're Yardin L'Gehenim, but they go to Gehenim, but then they have to daven their way out of Gehenim. As they cry their way out, eventually Kodesh Baruch Hu takes them out of Gehenim. Beis Hillel, however, says that Kodesh Baruch Hu is Mataklap Bechesed. When it comes to the Beinanim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will always lean in the direction of Chesed when dealing with people that are pretty much on the border, that are about 50-50. But there are people that are even worse than Rishayim Gemurim. And the people that are even worse are the two separate categories. One category of Poshe Yisrael Begufan, which the Gemara defines as Karkafta Dlamarach Tefillin, people who don't put on Tefillin. And the other is Poshe Umos Ha'olam Begufan, the non-Jews who violate sins of Arayim. Those people are Yorid the Gehenim. They go down to Gehenim and they suffer for Yud Beis Chodesh, after which the Neshamas are burnt and scattered underneath the feet of the Tzaddikim, who then trample all over them. And then there's another group that's even worse, of the Minim, the Mesoros, Apikorsim, Kafru B'Torah, Kafru B'Tchias HaMesim, people who reject the Torah, who misunderstand the Torah, who mistranslate the Torah, who are Mevazat Talmidei Chachamim, who are kofar b'Torah, kofar b'Tchias HaMesim, all such people, the Gemara says, they yordan l'Gehenim v'nidonim bal l'dorei doros. They go to Gehenim and they stay there l'dorei doros. They stay there for many, many generations. The Gemara defines one of the people on the list that we had not yet defined are people who are nasnu chisisam be'eretz chayim. The Gemara says that's referring to a parnes hamati le'ema yaseir al atzibur, a leader that intimidates people. Shalol l'shem shamayim, that such a thing is unacceptable, and such a person is never going to see children who are talmidei chachamim. Now, once we mention the idea of the Beis Hillel, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mata klapei chesed, that when he deals with Beinanim, he goes in the direction of chesed, the Gemara raises three possibilities, what the mechanics of HaKadosh Baruch Hu leaning in the direction of chesed is. Are the mechanics that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Reb Lazar says, that he's kovsho, that he pushes down the side of the mitzvos, so that it will outweigh the averos, or is it that he lifts up the side of the averos to make the side of the mitzvos on the scale go lower down? Or the third possibility, the Gemara says, is mavi rishon rishon. Kadosh Baruch Hu takes the very first avera off of the scale, and if will leave it that way, unless it turns out that there are more averos, then he'll put it back on the scale. But otherwise, he'll just leave that first avera off of the scale. The Gemara then discusses the pasuk nosei avon va'over al pesha, teaches us that a person who's mavir al midosav, a person who's mevater, mavirin lo al kol Pshav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be willing to overlook his sins. And it tells this remarkable story, how Rav Papa went to Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Avishur, and Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Avishur was sick, and Rav Papa told the family they better prepare Tachrichon because he's not going to make it. And then he did make it, and Rav Papa was embarrassed to look at Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Avishur. Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Avishur explained to him that you were right, I wasn't going to make it. But then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that since I'm a Mavriel Midosov, since I'm someone who's a Mavater, he was going to be Mavater for me as well. The Gemara then has three ways of asking essentially the same question, that sometimes we refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being very straightforward in administering justice, and other times we refer to him as being a chassid, as doing chassid, as going beyond the letter of the law. And in all three questions, the Gemara answers it the same, kan b'tchila, kan b'sof, that initially HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes very straightforward, but ultimately his rachamim will overpower. And that leads us into the discussion of the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim, that the Gemara tells us that Nesatev HaKadosh Baruch Hu k'shliach tzibor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wraps himself in a talis like a shliach tzibor, and he shows Moshe Rabbeinu at a davin that calls Manshi Yisrael Chotin, whenever Klal Yisrael does averos, if they do these Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim, then Ein Chazros Reikam, they're not going to turn back empty handed. And the Gemara describes a little bit of what it's about. Hashem, Hashem, the first two Shemos of Hashem refers to that it's the same Hashem Kodem Achet as it is after Achet. And the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim is our way to reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our time of great need. Then Rabbi Yochanan tells us a chiddush, that Gedol L'Tshuva Shemekaras Gezar Dino Shel Adam. Tshuva is so great that it could even tear up a negative Gezar Din that a person has. So the Gemara challenges that from four different places. Is it really true that tshuva can be korea, a gzar din? And the Gemara defends it each and every time, but comes out with the rule that tshuva can only be korea, a gzar din, by the Rabbim, but not by the Yachid. There's a chiluk between the Rabbim and the Yachid. So that's what came out from all of the challenges. Okay.